tourists often pause before the 17th century stone mansion across from the Place des Vosges. It was once home to the Marquise de Sévigné, a witty French socialite during the days of Louis XIV. More recently, it stood unoccupied, until a group of young squatters moved in 2 weeks ago to protest the lack of jobs and affordable housing in France.
One bedroom, too. The bed is hidden. Yeah.
But it's a camping.
30-year-old Laurent Duboucher shows a visitor around the mansion. He's a painter and one of the oldest in the group. The rest, about 40 of them, are students and workers in their 20s. The first squatters began moving in 2 weeks ago. They're still arriving, along with a couple of cats, which prowl around the courtyard. Many of them do have part-time jobs, but they can't live on their wages. Duboucher says finding a full-time job is very difficult.
I look for jobs. Everybody here is looking for jobs, part-time jobs, any kind of things.
What do people tell you?
There is no job. That's what they are telling me. There is no job.
The group calls itself Black Thursday, in memory of the 1929 stock market crash in the United States. But this latest financial crisis has wreaked havoc on economies worldwide, including in France, where the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development estimates that 10% of the population is unemployed. That's one of the highest rates in Europe. Young French are even harder hit. 24% of them cannot find work. Anne Sonnet is an OECD economist specializing in the youth labor market. She says there are a number of factors explaining high youth unemployment here.
It's partly because of their education qualification. Very often they are not well prepared for the labor market needs. And it's also partly because of the barriers in the labor market. There are many barriers concerning the relatively high minimum wage. The minimum wage is high relative to the median wage in France, so it's a barrier when you don't have any qualification and when you start your career.
Sonnet says young people coming from poor and immigrant families are particularly disadvantaged. France is not the only country where young people are having a hard time. The OECD reports that more than one in three young Spaniards is unemployed. Youth unemployment in Italy, Greece, Sweden, and Slovakia is also high. In France, the government is pushing a raft of measures to help young people find jobs, including emphasizing apprenticeships. But the young squatters at Place des Vosges say they have little faith in the government. Meanwhile, they say they've gotten support from their rich neighbors, some of whom have dropped by with food. Even the owner of the mansion they're squatting in has shown some sympathy for their cause. But one local resident, who gives her name only as Nadja, says the young people have no right to squat.
Je vois pas comment ça peut améliorer la question du chômage, d'aller s'installer chez quelqu'un.
Nadja says that squatting is not going to solve France's unemployment problem. For their part, the squatters hope to take advantage of a French law preventing authorities from evicting tenants during the winter months. So far, they say, the local police have been very helpful and friendly. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.